在一个月前，我们就已经邀请 McDuPont 来到我们当中。
We invited McDuPont 1 month ago.
但是神把他安排到这现
But God
在。
delayed the arrangement today.
看似偶然的事，
Maybe
很多的原因，
accidental.
但是是神特意的安排。
But there is a God's special arrangement.
大家知道为什么神把他们安排在这一周吗
？So you know why God arranged McDuPont today?
因为我们要等 Abbotsford 的那个。
So we are going to wait until Abbotsford's revival.
我们要 Abbotsford 要接过多伦多的复兴。
The Abbotsford revival will carry on the Toronto blessing.
因为 Abbotsford 还是在大温之外。
And Abbotsford is outside the main
Great
Vancouver.
东边的门户。
It's the eastern gate of Vancouver.
然后把它带到温哥华。
And bring the revival to Vancouver.
你知道这个教会的地点？
Do you know this location, this church?
是一个非常特别的地点。
A special place.
大家知道，这是1948年的春雨运动。
It's 1948, the revival.
是，这里是古井。
This ancient well.
神在半年前。
God is a half year ago.
把加恩教会牵引到这里。
And brought Amazing Grace Church here.
神跟我们的启示托付。
So the revelation and the burden were from us.
就是来承载这个古井的祝福。
To carry the blessing of the ancient well.
所以今天神就在这里做成。
So today God will fulfill his
promise. 刚才我已经介绍过 McDuPont.
So moment ago I introduced McDuPont.
神把这一个复兴的恩膏。
So God put the anointing of revival.
他也是多伦多复兴的见证人，应该是。
He is the witness of a Toronto blessing.
所以他把这个复兴带到这里。
He brings the revival here.
所以大家今天晚上参加这里。
So you are here today.
绝不是偶然。
Not accidental.
这是相信是最后一次全球最大的复兴。
So it's the last time the greatest global revival.
所以第二块骨牌。
The second domino.
所以我们是这一个神国历史的见证人。
So we are the witness of a kingdom historic moment.
上一次我们听到 Wesley.
The last time we heard from Wesley.
他分享过这一个最后的大收割。
He shared about the greatest harvest.
全球最大的一次收割。
The greatest harvest.
将有十亿的灵魂被收割。
Will be the billion souls then be harvest.
对这个地方。
So this place
就是第二块骨牌
is a second domino block.
所以大家知道多米诺骨牌
You know the domino block
开始是很小
The starting part is very small
当一块一块倒下
But one by one
到了最后
The last
会很巨大巨大的数量
And like gigantic
所以我们现在就如同芥菜种
So we are the master seed
所以坐在这里的每一位
So you are here Sitting here,
包括在网上
观看
直播的每一位
from the internet,
是见证这次复兴
is the witness of this revival.
我们有份于末世神最后的大收割
So we are in a part of the revival.
所以我们是不是有福的
So we are blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
我们为自己的一个掌声
okay.
也为神选择这个地方选择加恩教会选择温哥华我们向神献上感恩向神给一个掌声
Thanks to the Lord God chosen Vancouver chosen our church our people
Amen,
Amen.
我们也为神的仆人 Mark DuPont
We thanks to the Lord servant Mark DuPont
我们也来热烈的掌声欢迎他
Welcome
我们整个每这个特会欢迎他
This special gathering welcomes you
加恩教会欢迎他
Amazing Grace Church welcomes you.
温哥华欢迎他。
Vancouver welcomes you.
加拿大欢迎他。
Canada welcomes you.
我们请他来跟我们分享他心中的感动。
Yeah, give you the time to share.
Thank you.
Thank you. 谢谢。
Good morning.
晚上好。
I find that good worship wakes me up to reality.
很好的敬拜让我醒过来。
Well, how is everybody?
大家都好吗?
Are you alive?
大家都活着吗?
If you're dead, raise a hand and we'll pray for you first during the ministry time.
举举手，先为死人祷告。
God's still raising the dead. There's hope for you.
还是可以使死人复活的。
I think one of the funniest topics in the life of church is offerings.
在教会最有意思的这个主题就是奉献。
It's funny to see how people respond to offerings in church.
有时候很有意思看到大家对奉献的回应。
I like churches that are really enthusiastic about offerings.
我很开心看到教会对奉献很有激情。
Some churches, when you take the offering, people are hiding behind the seats.
在有些教会你收奉献的时候，大家就躲在椅子后面。
And then in other churches, everything's very stiff and rigid, you know.
在有些教会这些就很好像很刚硬，很僵硬。
But Paul said that God loves a cheerful giver.
但是保罗说神喜悦甘心乐意的奉献。
Many years ago, I was asked to take up an offering at a conference.
一些年前在一个特会上，我被要求要收奉献。
And so I had them do something different after I spoke about the offering.
那我就讲了一些奉献的真理，让他们做了一些不同的事。
I had them bring a big basket and set it down in the front.
我让他们拿一个大篮子放在前面。
And the worship leader of that church, he was a saxophone player.
那个教会的敬拜带领是一个吹萨克斯风的人。
And I had him come and play over that offering as a prophetic offering of worship to the Lord.
我就让这个敬拜主领在对着那个篮子来吹一个那个先知性的萨克斯风的一段敬拜音乐。
And I spoke about this, then I went and stood next to the pastor in the front row.
然后我就坐在第一排牧师旁边。
People began to come forward, putting their money in.
大家就开始前来奉献。
And I was standing here, the pastor standing here.
那我就跟牧师这样站着。
And we were shoved aside.
我们俩就被推。
Someone shoved us.
好像把我们俩推开。
And from the seats behind us, this man jumps out of the seat.
在我们俩后面有一个人就从椅子跳到前面。
And he comes up with his wallet.
他拿他的钱包。
And he opens up his wallet. He dumps all of the money out of his wallet into the offering.
就打开钱包，把里面的所有的钱都倒在那个篮子里。
And he was just laughing and laughing.
然后他就笑，一直在笑。
And he comes back and sits down.
然后他就回去坐。
About 2 minutes later.
两分钟以后。
Again, we're shoved out of the way.
我们俩又被人推开。
This man jumps over the seat.
这个人也是跳到椅子。
Same man.
从椅子跳到前面去。
And this time he took his wallet with all of his credit cards. He threw it in the offering.
这个人就把他的钱包里所有的信用卡都丢在那个篮子里。
And he's laughing and laughing.
他就一直笑笑。
And then he goes back and sits down.
然后他就回去坐。
2 minutes later.
两分钟以后。
The same man pushes us out of the way.
然后这个人又把我们推开。
Jumps over the pew.
就是跳到椅子前面。
And he comes up with his wife's purse.
又把他的太太的钱包拿来。刚才同一个人。
Paul said that marriage is a mystery.
保罗说婚姻是个奥秘。
The greatest mystery that married men have in their lives.
那么已婚男人在生活中最大的秘密奥秘是
is all the things their wives have in their purses.
就是他太太钱包里有什么
I can't believe the things my wife can fit into a purse.
我真的无法想象我太太能够塞进钱包的所有的东西。
But this man came up with his wife's purse.
这个人就把他太太的包拿来。
And he just dumps everything out of the purse into the offering basket.
就把太太包里所有东西都丢在那个篮子里。
Lipstick, hairbrush, money, everything.
所有的东西都丢进去。
And he's laughing and he goes back
and sits down. 然后他就大声一直笑，然后他就回坐。
I think they gave the lipstick and the hairbrush back.
我想他们后来把口红和梳子还给他了。
But I thought this is what it means to give joyfully to the Lord.
但是我想这个意思就是要给的欢喜快乐。
That man had a revelation in his heart that his life was so secure in God's love.
所以这个弟兄就是在神里面得到这个启示。
Don't you want to take up another offering?
我们是不是听了都想再收一次奉献了？
It is a privilege. It is a privilege to be here with you.
很荣幸来到大家中间。
It is a privilege to be part of what God is doing, especially in the Pacific Rim nations.
真的很荣幸能够参与在神的作为中间，尤其是环太平洋地带。
I had 3 different visions from May of 92 until November of 93 about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit God was going to bring to Toronto.
92年、93年那一段的时间，有三个意象是关于神要在多伦多所行的事。
And in the first vision,
在第一个意象中,
I saw water coming down like Niagara Falls over the city of Toronto.
我看到这个水就像尼亚加拉大瀑布一样，倾泻在多伦多城市里。
And the Lord said, I'm going to pour out my spirit as a mighty river.
主说我要倾倒我的灵，就像大能的河流。
And it's going to go to the nations.
要流向列国。
And I saw as this water came down and came down from heaven over Toronto.
我看到当这个水不断地从天上流下来，流到多伦多。
It just began to travel all across Canada.
这个水就流向加拿大各地。
But then when it came to Alberta and the Rocky Mountains,
我来到阿尔伯塔和落基山脉。
It stopped.
就停在那里了。
And it began to go back the other way and go to Europe and the UK and all over.
就回去了，回到欧洲，英国的那个方向了。
And I said, "Well, Lord, what about Vancouver? What about British Columbia?"
我就说，主啊，那 BC 省的那温哥华怎么办
？And the Lord said, "I'm going to do something very unique in British Columbia."
主说，我在 BC 省要做一些非常独特的事情。
He said, "I'm going to do something in British Columbia."
主说，我要在 BC 省做一些事。
That's going to go from here, and it's going to affect all of the Pacific Rim nations.
Yeah, 这个事件要从这里开始影响到整个环太平洋地区。
And in the last 20 years or so,
过去的二十年
what's come out of the Vancouver area
从温哥华地区出来的
has really gone to the nations in an incredible way.
确实是以不可思议的方式影响了列国。
I don't want to speak so much into that tonight, but I just want to say it's a privilege to be here.
我没办法讲那么多，但是我确实很荣幸来到这里。
And I want to thank you, Pastor John, for having
谢谢
me here.
周牧师的邀请。
It's also a privilege to be in this building.
也很荣幸我又回到这个建筑物。
Such a great history of revival right here.
真的是在这里有很伟大的复兴史。
And I can remember in 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, coming once a year and doing meetings right here.
我记得94、95、96、97、98每一年回到这里开特会。
And we just had wild meetings.
我们真的是有很疯狂的聚会。
People were being overwhelmed by the Spirit so much.
大家都被圣灵极度的充满。
There was a pastor who had immigrated here from Africa.
有一个从非洲移民来的牧师。
And in one of the conferences for three nights in a row.
有一次的特会是三夜连着三个晚上。
He would just be laid out in the spirit.
他就是倒在圣灵中躺在那里。
Laughing and laughing and laughing.
一直笑一直笑。
And the last night I had him testify, "What is God doing in your life?"
那最后一个晚上我就让他做见证，说神做了什么。
He had been a pastor and an evangelist, I believe, in Ethiopia.
他在埃塞俄比亚的一个教会做宣教的牧师。
He was a famous athlete, a famous athlete.
他是一个有名的运动员。
He had run in the Olympics.
参加过奥运会。
And now he had been a coach for the Olympic team.
他现在是奥运会的教练。
But he preached Jesus.
但是他传福音。
And when many, many years ago, when they had the communist revolution in Ethiopia.
埃塞俄比亚多年前有这个共产运动。
He was thrown into prison.
他就被抓起来了。
And he was locked up in a little tiny cement box.
他就是被关在一个盒子里。
And he was tortured.
就被折磨。
They would oftentimes pound his head into the cement floor.
他们就是用他的头去就是撞那个水泥地。
And when the communist rebellion was overthrown.
当这个共产运动的这一阵风过去以后
，and he was released from prison，
他就从监狱中放出来。
He went back to his village，
他回到他的乡村。
His wife and his children were no longer there，
他的妻子孩子都已经不在那儿了。
He was never able to find what happened to them，
他不知道他们发生了什么事。
And he was still following Jesus，
他还是忠心的跟随耶稣。
But he was overwhelmed with grief，
但是他非常的悲伤。
And he came, he immigrated to Canada.
他就移民到加拿大。
And he married a wonderful woman here.
他就又再婚。
And he started a church.
开始建教会。
But those nights he was overwhelmed with the joy of the Holy Spirit.
但是那几个夜晚上他就是被喜乐的灵充满。
And when I said to him, "What has God been doing the last three nights?"
我就问他说在这三个晚上神做了什么。
He said, "This is the first time."
他说这是我第一次。
I have been able to laugh in over 20 years.
在二十年，这二十年间第一次可以笑。
He said, "God broke the power of the pain within me."
神说，他说神在我的里面打破了那个忧伤痛苦的灵。
And that's what happens when the Spirit of God moves.
这就是当圣灵运行的时候会发生。
I remember one night there were two young women up in the balcony.
有一个晚上，在那边阳台有两个年轻姐妹。
They were overwhelmed by the Spirit of God.
他们被圣灵充满。
It took them a long time to leave the meeting.
花了很长时间，他们在离开聚会。
They got out of the meeting about 12 o'clock.
他们十二点钟就是起来了。
They went to a Denny's restaurant that was open all night.
他去了那个 Denny's 那个餐馆。
They sat down and began to talk about what the Spirit of God was doing.
他们坐在餐馆里就开始谈神的作为。
The Spirit of the Lord came on them again.
然后神的灵又降在他们身上。
They could not stop laughing again.
他们就没有办法停止笑。
And the laughter began to spread throughout the whole restaurant.
然后那个笑就感染了整个餐厅。
That's what happens when you're filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit.
这就是当圣灵在你里面涌流的时候会产生的。
And within 20 minutes, the whole Denny's restaurant was laughing uncontrollably from the joy of the Lord.
那在二十分钟之内，整个 Denny's 餐馆的人都在这个圣灵中不可控制的笑。
People did not know what was going on, but they felt good because God was in the house.
大家都不知道发生什么事，但是大家都感觉很好，因为神在那里。
The manager came up to them.
经理就来说。
And said, "I don't know what you're doing."
不知道你们在干什么。
But you need to leave.
但是你们要离开。
Nobody's paying their bills.
因为没有人付账单。
Nobody's eating their food.
没有人吃东西。
The cook can't cook the food.
那个厨师也不做饭了。
And so they left, laughing from the joy of the Lord.
那他们就笑着就离开了。
But we've had wonderful meetings in this place.
真的在这里有过很多好的聚会。
It's exciting to be back.
真的很兴奋又回来。
And I believe that God wants us just like Isaac redug the wells of his father Abraham.
我相信就是神要我们像以撒一样再把他父亲的井挖开。
We're redigging some wells that have been covered over for quite a while.
我们要重新掘开那些被填住的谷井。
But I also want to say it's a real blessing to be here with Wesley and Stacy Campbell.
我也真的觉得是一个祝福，让我跟 Wesley 和 Stacy Campbell 又能在一起。
We've been very good friends since 1992-93.
从九二九三年以来，我们就是好朋友。
And we've seen God do some amazing things in Toronto and Kelowna and really all over the earth together.
我们确实见证共同见证了神在多伦多在 Kelowna 的作为。
And it's a privilege to be here with you. Thank you.
确实再次说我有很荣幸。
I want to talk tonight about the spark of revival.
要讲的复兴的火花。
A lot of times I hear that churches are praying for revival.
很多时候听到教会在为复兴祷告。
And I think that's good.
我觉得这很好。
But I think there's something more important than that.
但是还有更重要的事情。
That we prepare our hearts.
就是我们预备心。
So that we become people of revival.
我们就成为复兴的子民。
A lot of churches are waiting for God to just somehow move and to make things happen.
很多教会就是等着神来运行，让一些事发生。
But God is looking for a people that will choose to respond to His Spirit.
但是神在寻找那些愿意在灵里面回应的人。
People say, "I'm going to live by Your Word, Lord God."
很多人说，主啊，我们愿意按照你的话语来生活。
People that are choosing daily to pick up their cross and come after Him.
就是那神在寻找那些就是天天背起十字架来跟从主的人。
And we need to pray for God to pour out His Spirit.
是的，我们要来祷告神倾倒他的圣灵。
But we need more than that.
但是我们需要比这更多。
If we want to be carriers of the fire of God's glory.
如果你愿意成为承载神的荣耀之火的人，
We've got to get the sparks of that to begin with.
我们需要就是有这个火花来开始。
And I'm going to be speaking tonight and tomorrow and on Monday.
今天、明天和周一我要讲。
About the fire of God's presence.
要讲神同在的火。
The Bible has so many great books in it. They're all good.
圣经里面有很多奇妙的经卷，都很好。
And when we read the prophets, there's just such a stirring and conviction.
当我们读那先知书的时候，真的是搅动我们里面的火。
But of all the prophets in the Old Testament,
旧约所有的先知中，
nobody had more revelation about Jesus than Isaiah.
没有人比以赛亚有关于耶稣更多的启示了。
Jesus quoted Isaiah more than any other of the Old Testament prophets.
耶稣引用以赛亚的话多过其他任何的先知。
Jesus was prophesied over 713 years before he was born by Isaiah.
Sorry, how many years?
Just 713.
以赛亚书在主前713年就预言了弥赛亚的预言。
Isaiah was a man that was gripped with a vision of what was to come 700 years later.
就是以赛亚在700年前就看到这个意象，知道未来要发生的事。
But it all began
一切都开始于
with him experiencing the glory of God.
经历神的荣耀。
In Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
In the year of King Uzziah's death, you don't need to turn to.
什么王？
In the year of King Uzziah's death, in the year of the king's death, Isaiah was caught up before the very throne of God.
以赛亚被带到神的宝座前。
And he beheld the very throne, the glory of God.
就是神荣耀的宝座前。
Sometimes I meet people.
有时候我遇到人。
And they say, "Oh, I've encountered the throne of God."
他们说，哦，我也经历过带到神的宝座前。
And sometimes I look at them and I say, "No, no, you haven't."
那我就看他说，没有，你没这个经历。
And they say, "Yes, I have."
他说，我真的有这经历。
I say, "No, you really haven't."
我就说，你们真的没有这个经历。
And they say, "Well, why do you say that?"
他们就会说，你为什么这样说？
And I tell them, "Because you're still alive."
我就说，因为你还活着。
To come before the very throne of God's glory.
来到神荣耀的宝座前。
Like Isaiah said,
像以赛亚说,
you come undone.
你真的是我完了。
There's a sifting that goes even on a molecular level. There's a sifting that goes on. There's a fire that's released.
就是从宝座有火释放出来。
That goes right through your very soul.
就是一直进到你的灵魂里面。
And it eliminates everything within you.
就烧焚烧你里面一切的。
And you know, a good friend of mine.
我一个好朋友。
He was actually caught up before the throne of God.
他确实有被提到神宝座前的经历。
And he told me that he could feel himself coming apart on a molecular level.
他就说他感觉到真的是好像身体被撕裂。
What we are used to,
我们所习惯的
is experiencing the anointing of God.
是经历神的恩膏。
Or the peace or the joy of the Holy Spirit.
或者圣灵所给的平安喜乐。
And we need that.
我们也需要这些。
But sometimes we confuse the anointing of God and the power of God with the very essence, His glory.
但是很多时候我们把神的恩膏能力和神的荣耀的同在搞混了。
And when Isaiah beheld the glory of God,
当以赛亚有到神宝座前的经历的时候
he said, "Woe unto me!"
他说祸哉。
I'm an unclean man.
我是一个不洁净的人。
And the Lord had the angels bring tongs with fire in it.
神就让天使拿火炭
and he touched Isaiah's lips
就是沾他的嘴唇
and from that point on
从那个时候开始
Isaiah became this amazing prophetic representation of the Messiah
以赛亚就成为预言弥赛亚的最伟大的先知
and as I study church history for the last 150 years
当我学习教会历史前这个就是在这之前150年的教会
and I look at many of the moves of the spirit we've had
我看到了圣灵很多波的工作
a lot of them have been more centered around the needs of man than the pure desire of God
很多的圣灵很多的运动更强调人的需要而不是神的圣洁
we've had revivals of evangelism
有传福音的这个运动
healing revivals
有医治的复兴
revivals of the Father's heart
为父的心的复兴
revivals of the word
神话语的复兴
but when we look at some of the historic revivals that transform cities and nations
但是我们再看看那些历史性的能够改变国家和城市的复兴
those revivals tend to be different
那些复兴是不一样的
Because they tend to be centered around a revelation of the glory of God that transforms people who then transform people. When you read about the revival that came in the north of Scotland in 1949,
1949, 苏格兰的复兴,
the Outer Hebrides, the islands there,
那边的岛屿,
itMost of the people who got saved in that revival
在那个复兴中得救的人
did not get saved because of the preaching and the teaching.
不是因着这个教导和讲道得救的
They got saved because of the heavy manifest presence of the glory of God.
是因为神荣耀的彰显而得救的
Many of the cities and communities experienced revival.
很多城市和社区经历到复兴
People would come into those cities and communities.
很多人就来到这些城市和社区
And they would become frozen.
他们就好像被呆住了。
They would just begin to weep uncontrollably.
他们就不可控制的就流泪哭泣。
They were unable to move, unable to function.
甚至他们都动不了。
And after a while, the police learned to recognize what was going on.
那过了一段时间以后，警察才知道都发生了什么事。
And the police would take them to the church.
警察就把这些人带到教会。
To have the Christian leaders pray for them.
让这个教会领袖为他们祷告。
And in many of the valleys and hills at night,
In the
valleys and hills,
很多的就是山川呢，农村呢。
There would be a blue glow of the glory of God.
就好像有神荣耀的这个蓝色的一个什么遮盖。
And one of the historians of that revival.
在那个复兴中的一个历史学家。
Said something very interesting about revival.
对复兴说了有趣的一句话。
They said revival is not the numbers of people who come.
说复兴不在于来多少人数。
It's not about the ministry that takes place in the church.
不在于教会的施工。
It's not about how many meetings you have.
不在于你开了多少特会。
But it's about a God consciousness coming upon the cities and cultures around us.
而是对于这个城市、这个文化中间对于神的意识的加强。
And a lot of the moves of the Spirit we've seen for the last 50 years or so.
过去五十年很多圣灵的运行。
I believe are just preparation for what's coming at this time.
我觉得只是对现在或者即将要发生的事情的一个预备而已。
But we've got to look past what we need, what we want.
但是我们必须要回顾历史，我们才知道我们的。
And we've got to ask the question, what does God desire?
我们才能够问正确的问题，神要什么？
God desires more than people just become saved.
神要的不只是人得救。
He created us to be a bride for His Son Jesus.
他创造我们要成为耶稣基督的心腹。
We've got to look at the heart of God and the eternal purposes of God.
我们要看到耶稣的心和他终极的目标。
At the end of the day.As Jesus said, we're called to pick up our cross.
耶稣说我们要拿起自己的十字架。
To die to self.
舍己向己死。
And God is looking for a people today.
神在今天所寻找的。
That are not just looking for meetings and blessings.
不是的人不只是要寻找特会和祝福。
But want to say, Lord, what is your desire?
而是要说神啊，你的心意是什么？
The Father's desire is to give the nations as an inheritance to His Son Jesus.
父的心就是要把列国作为产业给他的儿子耶稣。
And I believe the Church of Vancouver has a very key role in this for the Pacific Rim nations.
我相信温哥华城市在环太平洋地区有个非常重要的位置。
You're called to export the glory of God to the nations.
我们被呼召要把神的荣耀运出去到各国。
And there's this divine connection God has established.
神也建立了很多神圣的连接。
Between the church in China and the church in Vancouver.
中国的教会，温哥华的教会。
That it's just like this highway of holiness God is establishing.
好像神在设计很多高速公路。
But I want to speak about the spark of God's heart to be carriers of His glory.
那我要谈一点神的心的这个火花，这样我们可以成为他荣耀的承载者。
When you read the first 38, 39 chapters of Job,
我们读约伯记前38、39章
it can be very stressful.
很有压力。
You think, oh God, is Job ever going to come out of these problems?
我们真不知道神是不是会帮约伯处理这些苦难。
But then starting in Job chapter 40, 41, 42.
但是约伯记四十章、四十一、四十二章。
God begins to start dialoguing with Job.
神开始跟约伯对话。
The life is in the voice of the Lord.
神的话语中有生命。
That when he speaks.
当他说话的时候。
As he did in Genesis.
就像在创世纪。
Sound vibration moves at about 400 to 600 miles per hour.
声音光速是多少？三十万公里。
400 to 600 miles per hour.
我的脑子好像对数字三十万公里。好。
That's the speed of sound.
声速不是光速，声速。
But then he said, "Let there be light."
那神说要有光。
And then the light came.
就有了光。
The speed of light.
光速。
Is 198,000 miles per second.
每秒三十万公里。
It's very quick.
非常快的。
And when God begins to speak, there begins to be a divine acceleration that takes place.
当神讲话的时候，就有一个神圣的加速。
And as God began to speak to Job,
当神对约伯讲话，
things begin to start accelerating in his life.
他的生命就开始加速前进。
And it says something very important in Job chapter 40.
约伯记四十章。
You don't need it. We're moving very quickly here. In Job chapter 40.
约伯记四十章。
Job said this.
约伯说。
I have made myself small before you.
就是在你的面前我是微小的。
I have made myself small before you.
在你的面前我是微小的。
I would like to suggest to you.
我建议大家。
That God is the great I am.
神是伟大的我是。
And you're the great you're not.
我们是伟大的，我不是。
And there come certain times,
有的时候，
where we need to small ourselves up before the glory of God.
我们要在神的荣耀面前明白自己的渺小。
As God began to continue dialoguing with Job,
神继续给约伯讲话。
Job said this,
约伯说，
I have heard of you with my ears,
我从前风闻有你。
But now my eyes see you.
现在我亲眼看见你。
And I believe God wants to do such a work within us,
我相信神要在我们中间做一个工作。
So that what we've heard about,
我们从前风闻的，
we can like Isaiah begin to gaze upon.
我们就可以像以赛亚一样能够看见了。
Because when we experience the light of His presence,
那如当我们经历到他的同在的光，
everything begins to change.
所有的事情都会改变。
Many years ago, I was doing a meeting in our church.
很多年前我在教会有个聚会。
The worship was over.
敬拜结束以后。
Can I get one of those bottles of water by you? They're right behind you.
他刚才的那个水。
It's right next. There we go. But the worship, thank you. The worship was already over.
敬拜结束。
I was actually already in the message.
我就要讲信息。
Two ladies walked in at that point.
就两个女士就走进来。
The only seats that were open were like right near the front and center.
那个时候只有前面中间有位置的。
So they walked in late. Everybody sees them. They have to come in the front and center and sit down.
那他们进来，所有的人都看见他们必须得坐在前面的位置。
One was a lady about 40 years old. One was a young woman about 22.
一个大概四十多岁，一个大概二十几岁。
And the 22-year-old woman was very embarrassed because everybody was looking at her.
那个年轻女士觉得很尴尬，因为人都看着她。
And then I really embarrassed her.
那我是真的是让她尴尬。
I pointed at her and said, "What's your name?"
我就指着她说，你叫什么名字
？She said, "My name is AJ."
她说我的名字叫 AJ。
And I said to her, "AJ, this is what the Lord would say to you."
我就对她说 ，AJ， 神要对你说。
Stop looking for your dad.
不要再寻找你的父亲了。
He's gone.
他已经走了。
But God is going to teach you about His Father's heart for you.
但是神要把他为父的心交给你了。
And the Lord would say to you.
神对你说。
If you're going to throw your life away.
如果你要就是抛掉你的生活
，throw it in the hands of Jesus and see what He does。
如果你把你的生命交给耶稣
，and then I said you can sit down now。
你可以你接受耶稣，那么你就坐下。
She sat down。
她就坐下。
But she was very angry。
她也很生气。
Because she thought her friend had called me before the meeting and told me about it.
因为她以为她的朋友就是在聚会以前就跟她打电话，这样牧师才知道她的情况。
I didn't know anything about her。
其实我什么都不知道。
I want to tell you about this young woman。
我要告诉大家这个年轻女士
22 years old
22岁
She had already tried to commit suicide 3 times
三次企图自杀
The first time she tried to commit suicide she was only 7 years old
七岁的时候就第一次想自杀
Her mother was an alcoholic
她妈妈酗酒
Her father was never available for the kids
她爸爸从来就不出现
She was anorexic had severe stomach problems
她自己有很严重的胃病
She had insomnia, could not sleep at night.
她也很严重的失眠。
And she was suicidally depressed.
就是就很低落，就是很非常忧郁，要自杀。
Her whole life was a mess.
她整个生命就是这样。
And this was her first time in church.
她第一次来到教会。
And she's thinking, what's going on? How do these people know this?
她就想这些人怎么会知道我的情况
？So when we began to pray for people,
那我们开始彼此祷告的时候
，I called her to the front.
我就把她叫到前面来。
But she said, no, I'm not going up there.
她就说不，我不去。
So we prayed for other people.
我们就为其他人祷告了。
And as we were walking by, praying for people,
当我们开始到处走为别人祷告的时候
，she could not understand this.
她就不懂这些事。
But she said, this heaviness came upon me.
但她说有一个很重沉重的东西，就是临到我身
上。In Hebrew, the word kabod it means the weight of God's presence.
在希伯来文，这个荣耀是有重量的。
She couldn't understand what was happening.But she said this heaviness came upon her.
她说有个很一个重量进到我身
上。And she slid out of the seat and was on the floor.
她就从椅子上摔下来，倒在地上。
She was very embarrassed.
她就感到很尴尬。
She's on the floor of this church.
她在教会的地上躺着。
She can't get up.
她起不来了。
But what was worse?
但是更糟糕的是。
She started laughing.
她开始笑。
Loudly.
笑，大声笑。
And she could not stop laughing for 45 minutes.
笑了45分钟停不下来。
And she's thinking, what is wrong with these people?
我就想这些人到底是怎么了。
They need to call an ambulance for me.
他们为什么不给我叫救护车。
I need to be locked up in the hospital.
我应该被在医院里被那个
What is happening here?
这里发生什么事了。
But when she got up off the floor,
当她起来的时候
from that time on,
从那个时候开始
she never suffered depression again.
她的忧郁症都治好了。
Her stomach problems were gone.
她的胃病也完全治好了。
Her insomnia was gone.
她的失眠也治好了。
And she began to start attending our church.
她就开始来教会。
When we started a school of ministry, she attended the school of ministry.
那我们开始一些侍奉的这个学校，那她也加入。
She married a young man from Scotland.
她就跟一个英国人结婚了。
She and her husband now have three wonderful children.
他们夫妻现在有三个很好的孩子。
And they're associate pastors at a church.
他们在一个教会是副牧师。
And she has preached about God in over 20 different nations.
她至少在二十多个国家来传过福音。
You see, just one revelation of the light of God's presence, it changes everything.
在神的同在的光中的一个启示就改变了她的人生。
Yes, we need to preach the gospel.
是的，我们需要传福音。
Yes, we need to prophesy over people.
我们需要跟人发预言。
Yes, we need to heal the sick.
我们需要医治病人。
There's many things we need to do.
很多事情我们都需要做。
But I tell you,
但是
at the heart of it,
所有的中心
I believe we need a deeper revelation of the majesty of Christ Jesus.
我相信我们需要对耶稣掌权有个很深的启示。
We need to learn this art.Of making ourselves small before the presence of the Lord.
我们需要学神掌权的伟大，这样我们在神的同在中才能知道自己的渺小。
I'm not talking about whether we kneel in worship or whether we stand up.
我不是说在敬拜中你得跪下来还是站着。
But I'm talking about a growing revelation in our hearts.
而是说你心里的启示的增长。
Of the wonder of who Jesus is.
对耶稣是谁的这个奇妙的事情，的启示的增长。
I think one of the stupidest things I ever hear some Christians say
我听到基督徒讲最蠢的话是
is we don't need the Bible anymore.
我们不再需要圣经了。
All we need is the Spirit, some Christians say.
有的人说我们只需要圣灵，灵。
But this book that we call the Bible,
但是我们说这是圣经。
It is all inspired by the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵启示的。
It is the Word of God.
是神的话。
Jesus was called the Logos, the Word.
耶稣是道。
And this book, the Bible,
圣经,
it is the perfect expression of the wonder of who God is.
是对耶稣是谁的最完美的表达。
Because it's Jesus.
因为是耶稣。
He is the Word is Him.
他就是道，道就是耶稣。
And I believe God wants us to go deeper into worship and prayer, but He wants us to go deeper into the study, the fascination with who He is.
我相信神要我们敬拜和代祷的更都更近身，但是更需要在神话语中间这个启示更加近身。
This whole book is from beginning to end is all about Him.
整个圣经从头到尾都是关于耶稣。
If we just look at the 6 days of creation,
如果我们看一下创造的六日。
On the first day,
第一天。
God said, "Let there be light."
神说要有光。
It's a prophetic picture of Jesus, the light of the world, coming to the earth from heaven.
就是耶稣是世界的光，从天降下。
Let there be a separation of the waters on day two.
第二天说水要分开。
Again, a prophetic picture of Jesus, the living water, seeming separated from the Father, coming to earth.
先知性的画面就是耶稣是生命的水从父流向我们。
Let there be the firmament on the third day. Let there be the solid earth on the third day.
第三日就是旱地要出来。
Jesus is the rock of your salvation.
耶稣是我们得救的磐石。
Let there be the vegetation.
要有菜蔬。
Jesus is the true vine.
耶稣是真葡萄树。
As we abide in him, we bear much fruit.
住在他里面就多结果子。
The living creatures.
活物。
It's a picture of Jesus, the Lamb of God and the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
耶稣是羔羊，也是犹大支派的狮子。
And on the sixth day, man creating God's image.
第六天，人承载神的荣耀和形象。
Jesus is the Son of Man.
耶稣是人子。
He's the perfect picture of what God intended us to be like.
他是神要创造我们要成为的最美完美的样式。
And even on the seventh day, the day of rest.
第七天就安息了。
Jesus is not only Lord of the harvest, but He's Lord of the Sabbath.
耶稣不只是这个收获的主，耶稣也是安息的主。
He is the revelation. This book is the wonder of Jesus.
这一本书都是耶稣的启示。
And we go to the last book in the Bible.
那我们到最后一本书启示录。
The book of Revelation.
启示录。
Some people preach and teach that the book of Revelation is just about the end times.
有些人传讲启示录好像只跟末世有关。
It's about more than that.
不只是末世有关。
It's about the revelation of Jesus during times of trial and persecution.
是关于耶稣基督在逼迫患难中的启示。
In Revelation chapter 1.
第一章
The first two verses.
前两节。
John said the revelation of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的启示。
Which God gave him to show his servants the things that must soon take place.
就是要把即将要发生的事启示他的仆人约翰。
And sometimes people read the book of Revelation.
有些人读启示录。
They get fascinated with the Jezebel spirit or the dragon or the beast or all these things.
我们可能对兽啊，对红龙啊，对一些东西觉得很有意思。
That's not what it's about.
不是主要关于这些。
It's about the revelation of the majesty and the triumph of Jesus.
而是关于耶稣基督的荣耀和得胜。
It's one person's excited.
只有一个人很兴奋。
I'm going to focus over here on this side over here. The rest of you are on your own. Let me tell you, it's all about Jesus. He is the only begotten Son of the Father.
都是关于耶稣基督，神的独生子。
And just as King Uzziah or King the King died before King Uzziah died.What was his name? Help me out, Wes. Who was the king that died in Isaiah's time? Uzziah. Just as he died, so that preceding Isaiah coming into the glory of God. And the king of Uzziah's death, Isaiah came into the glory of God. There has to be a death that precedes a greater revelation. Jesus had to give his life on the cross.So that we could come into relationship with the Father and He.
我们可以与父神有这样的关系，也是因着耶稣先为我们死。
And sometimes when we sense God's about to do something fresh in the church,
有时候我们感受到神要在教会做新事。
It calls for a fresh death.
也会产生一个新鲜的死亡。
Wow, it just got very quiet, didn't it?
大家很安静。
We all want more resurrection power.
我们都喜欢有复活的大能。
But we all don't always want to take hold of the cross, do we?
但是我们都不太愿意钉十字架。
You can't have the second without the first.
没有前面的死就没有后面的复活。
So I want to talk tonight about six areas.
我要讲六个方面今天晚上。
That Christ has absolutely triumphed over.
就是基督得胜的方面。
First of all, he has triumphed over death.
首先他胜过了死亡。
The greatest enemy of humanity.
人类最大的敌人。
Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15.
保罗在哥林多前书十五章五十五节说。
Verse 55.
五十五节说。
O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?
死啊，你的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law.
死的权势就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。
But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus.
但是感谢神，他在基督耶稣里面带我们夸胜。
A few years ago, I went to a memorial service.
前几年我参加一个葬礼。
An apostolic man in the United States had passed away, gone home to the Lord.
那就是一个使徒性的人物，他就过世。
And there were about 800 of us that gathered at this memorial service in a church.
这个安息礼拜大概有八百多个人参加。
Pastors came from Australia, they came from all across North America.
从北美，从澳洲，很多的牧者来参加。
Some had come from England for this memorial service.
从英国各地来参加这个。
And about halfway through the memorial service,
安息礼拜进展到一半的时候，
I began to start thinking,
我就开始想，
that if they had some non-Christian neighbors,
如果他们有一些非基督徒的邻居
that came to this memorial service,
来到这个安息礼拜
those non-Christians would have thought these Christians are absolutely crazy.
那些非基督徒会认为这些基督徒疯了
because for the first 90 minutes of this memorial service,
因为整个葬礼的前九十分钟
it was just one long celebration.
就是一个很长的庆祝
800 Christians,
八百多个基督徒
celebrating.With worship for 90 minutes.
就是庆祝敬拜将近九十分钟。
And a non-Christian would have thought, "What's the matter with these people?"
非基督徒会想这些人怎么了
？Why aren't they grieving? Why aren't they mourning?
为什么他们不悲哀？为什么不哭泣
？Because death has lost its sting.
因为死的权势毒钩被打破了。
That in Christ Jesus,
在基督耶稣里
the greatest enemy of humanity,
人类最大的敌人
has been robbed of its power.
的权势被打破了。
When he rose on that third day,
当耶稣在第三天复活
the gates of hell were opened up.
这个地狱的这个门打开
When he hung there on that cross,
当他被挂在十字架上,
about to give up the Holy Spirit,
把自己交给圣灵,
he said, "It is finished."
他说成了。
The price has been paid.
赎价已经付了。
The devil came to rob, kill, and destroy.
魔鬼来偷盗、杀害、毁坏。
But Jesus came to destroy the works of the evil one.
但是主耶稣来要除去魔鬼的作为。
Paul said in Romans 6:5.
罗马书六章五节
that if we have been united with him in death, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection.
如果我们在他死的形状上与他联合，我们也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Christ has triumphed over sin.
基督胜过了罪。
The power of addiction.
上瘾的权势。
Whether it's the addiction to hatred, whether it's an addiction to hatred.
仇恨的瘾。
Maybe lust.
情欲的瘾
maybe greed,
贪婪的瘾
envy,
嫉妒
jealousy,
嫉妒
bitterness,
苦毒
drugs, alcohol,
毒瘾酒瘾
all the things that grip and control humanity,
所有这些辖制捆绑人的
Christ has triumphed over that,
基督已经胜过了这些
because he paid the price,
因为他付了赎价
and so Paul said again in Romans chapter 6,
所以保罗在罗马书第六章说
verse 11
11节
Consider yourselves dead to sin.
你们向罪当看自己是死的
But alive to Christ Jesus.
向基督耶稣却当看自己是
活的 Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you become slaves to the one whom you obey?
岂不知你把自己献上给谁顺服谁就是谁的奴仆吗
Either of sin which leads to death or obedience which leads to righteousness.
或者顺服罪做死的奴仆或者顺服义做义的奴仆
And sometimes we look at things that have had strongholds in our lives in the past.
很多时候我们看自己生命中过去曾经辖制我们的那些很坚固的营垒
And the devil will come and whisper in your ear.
魔鬼在你耳边说
And he will say, as it has been, so it shall be.
以前就是这样以后还会是这样
What controlled you and manipulated in the past, it will always be that way.
过去控制你的，以后还会掌控你。
But it's a lie.
但是这是谎言。
Because there is freedom in the power of the cross.
因为在十字架的大能中间有自由。
God has given us this gift called repentance.
神给了我们这个礼物就是悔改。
I hear oftentimes Christians saying on the internet.
我有时候看到网上基督徒说。
It doesn't matter if Christians sin.
基督徒犯罪没有关系。
God doesn't see it.
神也不看。
Everything's under the blood of the Lamb.
所有都被耶稣的宝血遮盖了。
That did not work out too well for Ananias and Sapphira, did it? That did not work out too well for Ananias and Sapphira. Never mind.
亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉啊，情况就不是这样。
Sin is destructive behavior.
罪是有毁灭性的一个行为。
And it always leads to bondage.
它就带来捆绑。
Which leads to deeper bondage.
和更深的捆绑。
But the power of what Jesus accomplished on the cross.
但是耶稣在十字架上的能力。
Is freedom.
是自由。
So that by the power of the Holy Spirit now.
所以靠着圣灵的大能。
We can walk in the righteousness of Christ.
我们可以行走在主耶稣的义中。
And we can experience the righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Spirit.
我们可以享受圣灵中的公义、喜乐、和平。
Not just theologically, but experientially.
这不只是一个神学，这是一个实际的生活。
And these things such as anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, greed, envy.
怒气、苦毒、不饶恕、嫉妒这些。
That grip the heart of so many.
捆绑了很多人的心。
Because of Jesus.
因着耶稣
we can walk in absolute freedom from that.
我们可以从这个中间出来，在自由中行走。
The law came through Moses.
律法是从摩西来的。
And the problem was the law with the law.
问题是律法。
It told us what was right and wrong.
告诉我们错和对。
But we didn't have the power to walk in that.
但是我们却没有能力去遵行。
But now with the gift of the Spirit within us.
那现在因着圣灵在我们里面能力。
We have the power to say yes.To what's good and no to what's destructive.
我们可以对对说，是的，对错误的说事情来拒绝。
Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free."
耶稣说，我们要明白真理，真理会让我们得自由。
And there is such a freedom God wants to bring to His people.
神要给他的子民带来极大的自由。
Sometimes people ask me at conferences,
有的时候人会问我
Do you have a word for me?
你神给你有没有关于我的话
And I love that question.
我很喜欢这个问题
Because even if I don't get a word for them,
因为就算我对他们没有话
I can say, yes, I know the will of God for your life.
我还是可以说我有神的话关于你的生命
And they say, what is it?
他们就说什么话
Am I going to win the lottery?
是我要中彩票吗？他们就会
说 Am I going to be an astronaut and go to the moon?
我是不是要当要当飞
行员 What's the will of God for my life?
神对我生命的旨意是什么
And I say Romans 8:29
我就说罗马书第八章二十九节
That you become conformed to the image of Christ Jesus
因为你会被磨造成耶稣基督的形象
See, most of the time
很多时候
The will of God is not so much what you're doingBut it's who you are.
神的旨意不是你要去做什么，而是你要成为什么。
And this is the heart of the Father that you and I would be so free.
这是父的心，就是我们可以自由的。
Walking in such intimacy with Him.
跟他亲密的同行。
That we become living reflections of Jesus.
我们会成为耶稣活的这个反应印象。
So Paul said, "Walk by the Spirit."
所以保罗说要顺从圣灵。
And you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh.
就不要顺从情欲。
I'm glad you're excited.
我们对这个话兴奋吗？
I'm pretty excited about this stuff.
我是很兴奋这些话语。
Sometimes pastors say to me, I preach all over the world.
我在全球宣教，有时候牧师对我说。
And sometimes I ask people, are you still awake?
我就会问你还醒着吗？
And the pastors always say to me later,
牧者经常会对我说
Oh, you need to understand our culture.
Oh, 你要知道我们的文化。
In our culture, we don't get very excited.
我们的文化是不会变得太兴奋。
I said, well, you need to change your culture then.
我就说，那你们的文化需要改变。
And they say, the people were really paying attention.
牧者说，其实大家还是很专注的。
I said, no, they were just wondering what they're going to have for dinner.
我说不，他们看起来在想晚餐要吃什么。
But there's such freedom in the power of the cross.
十字架的大能带来如此大的自由。
Jesus has given us freedom over sickness and disease.
耶稣也使我们从疾病中得到释放和自由。
Psalm 103.
诗篇一百零三篇。
David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul."
我的心呐，你要称颂耶和华。
And all that is within me.
我的心呐，你要称颂耶和华。
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
我的心呐，你要称颂耶和华。
And all that is within me.
凡在我里面的，也要称颂他的圣名。
And forget none of his benefits.
不要忘记他一切的恩惠。
He forgives all my iniquities.
他赦免我一切的罪孽。
And he heals me of all my afflictions.
医治我一切的疾病。
A few years ago.
几年前。
I've been a runner, a long distance runner for 40 years now.
四十多年我都在坚持长跑。
I know I look like I'm only 42 years old.
我知道我看上去像四十二岁那么年轻。
But I've been running for 40 years.
我都跑了四十年了。
And I like to run on trails.
我就喜欢在那个小道上跑。
And many of the trails I run in, there's rocks and things that you have to jump over.
有些跑道上面有些碎石啊，你就要跳过去。
And a few years ago in March, I cut my leg right above the ankle on some rocks.
几年前在三月份一次跑的时候，我就伤到了小腿。
And I didn't take care of it.
我也没管他。
And 2 months later,
两个月之后
it turned into a major, major skin infection.
就成我的皮肤就很严重的感染。
And so for 10 months,
十个月之前
I had an open wound like this.
我就有这么大的一个开放性的伤口。
Right above my ankle.
就是在膝盖上面。
And it's interesting when you get sick,
很有意思的是当你生病的时候
all the things you learn that you wish you weren't learning.
很多事你学到你希望你没学到。
The doctors told me that you have a lot of nerves that are right on the edge right there.
医生说你受伤那个地方有很多神经。
And so I had a lot of nerves right on the edge of the surface of that wound.
就是那个受伤的表面的周围有很多神经。
And I was in constant pain for 10 months.
十个月都一直很疼。
And many nights I could not fall asleep until like 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning.
很多晚上都无法入睡，直到凌晨3, 4, 5点钟。
Sometimes at night the pain would be so bad.
有时候晚上疼得不得了。
I would be physically shaking from the pain.
我就是疼得发抖。
And when I was at my house,
当我在家的时候
I would get up in the middle of the night when I couldn't sleep because of the pain.
晚上疼得睡不着起来
And I would walk the streets of my neighborhood in the middle of the night.
我就在半夜就在我的这个社区走路
And I used to pray out of Psalm 103 over and over and over again.
我就用诗篇103篇不停地一边走祷
And I would sing that to the Lord.
我就向神歌唱。
I had to sing quietly, or else my neighbors would have called the police.
我当然是安静的歌唱，不然我的邻居就要找警察了。
They would have said there's a madman out in the street at 3 o'clock in the morning.
人家就会说凌晨三点有一个疯子在路上走路。
But I used to sing to the Lord.
我就唱给神听。
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
我的心呐，你要称颂耶和华。
And all that is within me.
凡在我的里面的都要称颂他的圣名。
Bless His holy name.
称颂他的圣名。
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
我的心呐，你要称颂耶和华。
Forget none of His benefits.
不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
He forgives all my iniquities.
他赦免我一切的罪恶。
He heals me of all my afflictions.
医治我一切的疾病。
He redeems my life from the pit.
他救赎我的命，脱离死亡。
He crowns me with loving kindness.
以仁爱慈悲为冠冕。
And He renews my youth like the eagle.
他使我如鹰返老还童。
And this pain was chronic for 10 months.
这个疼痛是慢性的，十个月之久。
Many times I could hardly function because I would go nights without sleeping.
很多时候我都没法生活，因为夜里睡不着觉。
And I began to wonder, I could barely walk, am I ever going to be able to run again?
我就想以后是不是都不能走路，不能跑步了。
But I celebrated that promise of God.
但是我还是用神的话语应许来庆祝，来唱。
And about the 10-month mark, God began to move in just some amazing ways.
十个月之后，神就奇妙的动工。
And then within just 3 days, we began to see the skin start coming back together.
三天之内，我就看到皮肤就复合。
Now, if you know somebody who's been fighting stage 2, 3, 4, stage 4 cancer,
如果我们看到有谁在跟疾病二期、三期、四期征战，癌症。
There's much worse things than what I've suffered from.
当然有比我遭受过的更大的痛苦的。
But the reality is the word of God is the word of God.
但是事实是神的话就是神的话。
He's not a man that he should lie.
他不是向人是说谎。
And God has given us these promises in Christ Jesus that are yes and amen.
他在耶稣基督里所给我们的应许都是是的。
A few years ago in England,
几年前在英国
I was preaching, I was in the middle of a message.
我正在讲一篇信息的中间。
And the Lord said, stop the message.
神说停止信息。
I want you to minister to a group of people right now.
我要让你来服侍几个人。
And the Lord said, call up everybody who lives in bondage to shame.
他说把所有那些生活在羞耻捆绑中的人都叫到前面来。
I wasn't even speaking about shame.
我根本就主题不是在谈羞耻。
But the Lord said, call up everybody that lives with a stronghold of shame in their thinking.
但是主说你要把那些活在羞耻捆绑中的人叫前面来。
When someone is in bondage to shame,
当有些人被羞耻捆绑。
They have very deep-rooted bad thoughts about themselves that govern their self-image.
他们会有很深的这个根植这个负面的形象对自己。
But here's the problem.
问题是
if you say if you have shame, come forward.
当你说有羞耻感的人上来的时候
it's shaming.
这个很羞耻的这件事情
But about 20 people came forward.
但还是有20个人来了
And I just prayed all of them for God to break the stronghold of the lies over their self-image.
我就为他们祷告，让神除去他们这个自我形象的谎言。
This is a testimony that came in 4 months later.
那四个月以后有一个见证。
A man came forward about maybe 35 years old.
有一个到前面来的弟兄35岁左右。
And he said, I've lived with shame all of my life.
他说我一生都生活在羞耻中。
He said, I didn't want to come forward, but I forced myself.
我那时候也不想到前面来，但是我强迫自己来。
He said, I go to a different church.
他说我去到另一个教会。
At my church, we don't put hands upon people and pray for them.
因为在我的教会，人不会按手祷告。
But he said, I came forward.
我说，他说我到前面来。
And he said, when you prayed for me,
当你为我祷告的时候
he said, I felt a burning going on the top of my head.
我就感觉到我的头上面有这个燃烧。
And the burning stayed there.
就停在我的头上。
The burning was so hot, he said, when I put my hand to my head, my hand was hot.
这个燃烧这个火就是很烫，我把手放在上面也很烫。
He said, I didn't know what to think.
我都不知道该怎么想。
God was rewiring how his brain thought about himself.
因为神在重新连接他脑部就是怎么样，就是自我形
象。And then I said, okay, you can go and sit down.
当牧师说你可以回去坐的时候。
When he walked back to his seat.
当他回坐的时候。
He noticed a disease he had in the bottom of his feet was gone.
他发现他脚部的疾病已经好了。
He had plantar fasciitis.
他可能有一种真菌还是什么病菌。
Which means the nerve endings are destroyed in the bottom of your feet.
他的脚底的神经就是没有感觉。
It can be very painful to stand or walk with plantar fasciitis.
他一直站着的话会很疼。
But when he walked back to his seat, all the pain was gone.
但是当他回坐的时候，这些疼痛全部都没有了。
And he thought, "Wow, this is weird."
我就说这很奇怪。
But then, when the meeting ended,
当聚会停止
，and he got up and walked out of the room.
他就起来离开门。
Something was dramatically different.
有些事情就完全不同了。
He had suffered from MS.
他是一直有这个 MS 是什么疾病
？MS.It's a neurological disease, MS.
神经性的某种疾病啊，多发性硬化症啊。
Do you have it?
Someone got it.
But did you say it?
I say it.
So
I said it.
Say it like this. I want you to put on your best preaching voice. He suffered from MS.
他一直他他患有这个刚才是什么？多发性硬化症。
He didn't have control over his muscles very well.
就是他没有办法控制他的肌肉。
And so when he walked, he dragged his foot like this.
他走路的时候要拖动他的四肢。
And when he got up from his seat and walked out,
他站起来出去的时候，
his foot was working perfectly.
他的四肢能够很好的运行走动了。
He didn't know what to think.
他不知道该怎么解释这个事。
So he thought, "Well, this is weird."
他就说太奇怪了。
Maybe it's just a temporary thing.
可能是暂时的吧。
But after 3 months with no physical signs of MS,
但是三个月了都再没有就是疾病复发的迹象。
He went to his neurologist.
他就去他的专家医生那里。
And his neurologist did all the testing on him.
医生就测试他。
And the neurologist said, "I cannot begin to explain this to you."
医生专家说我不知道该怎么解释。
But you no longer have MS.
但是你已经没有那个疾病了，硬化症。
It's gone. I don't know what happened to it, but it's gone.
不知道发生什么事，但是已经离开你了。
Not all disease is because of bad thinking.
当然，不是所有的疾病都跟你的错误的思想有关。
But sometimes it is.
但有的时候是有关联的。
And when Paul said, "Be renewed by the, be transformed by the renewing of your mind."
当保罗说要心意更新而变化。
As we begin to think about life.
当我们思想我们的生命。
And think about other people.
和别人的生命生活。
And think about situations.
一些情况。
And think about ourselves.
想我们自己。
Not from a natural carnal perspective, but from a kingdom perspective.
不是从自然的这个天然的这个角度，是从天国的角度。
From a biblical perspective.
从圣经的角度。
Everything begins to change.
很多事情都开始改变。
How we see people begins to change.
我们怎么看彼此就开始改变。
This is why Jesus could hang on the cross and say, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do."
这就是为什么耶稣在十字架上说，父啊，赦免他们，他们所做，他们不知道。
He looked at people differently than you and I might look at them.
耶稣看人跟我们看人是不一样的。
And God wants to set us free not only from sickness and disease, but how we think wrongly.
主耶稣不仅要使我们脱离疾病，更要使我们脱离错误的思想。
Jesus has triumphed over the power of fear.
耶稣也胜过了惧怕。
In my country, the United States,
在美国，
one out of every four people
四个里面有一个
is addicted to antidepressants.
就是上瘾，什么上瘾？
The antidepressants.
就是抗忧郁症。
One out of every four people is addicted to antidepressant medicine.
就是吃那种抗忧郁药上瘾。
There are so many people in the world today.
现在世界上有很多人。
Living with a sense of hopelessness.
就是生活在就是没有指望的。
Living with a sense of deep fear.
在很深的惧怕中生活。
Deep mistrust of people and the future.
就是没有信任呐，对未来没有信心呐。
But the Apostle John said this.
使徒约翰说。
There is no fear in love.
爱里没有惧怕。
God's perfect love casts out fear.
爱既完全就把惧怕除去。
It's like you walk into your house late at night and everything's dark.
就像晚上你进到你自己的家，虽然都很黑。
You can stand there for 10 minutes saying boo to the darkness.
你可以站在那里十分钟，可以对这个黑暗说 boo.
It's not going to go anywhere.
这个黑暗你当然也不会离开。
But you turn on that light switch.
但是当你打开灯，
and it's gone.
黑暗就没有了。
God wants to turn on the light switch of our hearts with a greater revelation of His love.
神要用他这个对他的爱的认识的更大的启示打亮我们心中的灯。
God's perfect love it casts out fear.
爱既完全就把惧怕除去。
Proverbs 28 verse 1.
箴言二十八章一节。
Proverbs 28 verse 1.
箴言二十八章一节。
Says the righteous shall be as bold as a lion.
义人要像狮子一样勇敢。
And that word bold in the Hebrew.
在希伯来文勇敢。
It means free from fear, free from concern, free from worry, free from anxiety.
没有惧怕，没有挂虑，没有焦虑。
Free to run the race that God created you to run.
就是可以自由的来奔跑神为我们设定的那个路线。
See, when we pray, Lord, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven.
当我们祷告说主啊，愿你的国降临在地上，如同在天上。
We're praying, Lord.
我们实际是说主啊。
Let the realm of the always possible.
让那个永远是可能的那个领域。
Invade the realm of the impossible.
入侵到这个不可能的领域。
But we're also saying like Isaiah, "Here am I, Lord, send me."
同时，我们也像以赛亚一样祷告说：“主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。”
A few years ago, we did a miracle conference in Taichung, in Taiwan.
几年前我们在台湾台中有一个神迹奇事的特会。
This is one of the testimonies.
有一个见证。
It happened 5 days after the conference is over.
是在聚会结束后五天。
That a woman that went to the church.
有个姐妹去到教会。
She wasn't on the prayer ministry team. She wasn't on the ministry team.
她不是在这个什么服侍团队。
She wasn't in leadership.
她也不是领袖团队的。
She didn't do a lot of praying for people.
她也不是很为别人祷告。
But she just went to the church.
她只是去教会。
But she came to this miracle conference.
她就来到这个神迹奇事特会。
And 5 days later,
五天之后,
she's at an exercise, a swim hall, getting swimming for exercise.
她就是在游泳健身。
And she finished swimming.
她游完泳。
She's sitting on a bench outside the swim hall.
她就是坐在那个游泳池外面的椅子上
，waiting for her husband to pick her up，
就等她先生接她。
And on the other side of the bench，
椅子旁边
，this old gentleman，
坐了一个老年人
，just fell over，
就突然倒下去了
，and he stopped breathing，
就停止呼吸了。
The people who worked in the swim hall they came running out，
游泳池的工作人员都跑来
，and they're trying to do CPR。
就是想做来急救，想急救。
But the old man is dying.
但是这个老人已经死
了。And she was sitting on the bench.
他就坐在椅子那边。
Saying, "Oh God, would you please bless this man?"
他就说主啊，那祝福这个人。
And then she said, "I got a thought."
他就说我突然有个想法。
I just went to a conference that said God is doing miracles till today.
我不是刚参加的特会说神今天还做神迹奇事吗
？She felt very nervous about it.
他很紧张。
But she pushed her way through the crowd.
但是她还是推开人群。
She put a hand on the man's chest.
把手按在这个人的胸前。
Everybody's looking at her. What are you doing?
所有的人都问她你干什么。
But she puts her hand on the man's chest.
她把手放在这个老人胸
前。In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
I rebuke the spirit of death.
我斥责这个死亡的灵。
And I call you back to life.
奉主名让你活过来。
The old boy just sat up.
这个老年人就坐起来了。
Breathing again.
就开始呼吸了。
She had never done anything like that.
她从来没以前没做过这种这样的事。
A few years ago, in my home church in San Diego.
几年后，在圣地亚哥，在我的家的教会。
San Diego is like Vancouver.
圣地亚哥像温哥华一样。
Houses and property are very expensive.
房子都很贵的。
And this young couple.
这个年轻夫妇。
And by the way, it's most of your fault.
是我们的错。
It's all the Asian money that's driven everything up.
是我们亚洲人的钱都过来，房子。
But anyway, this young couple in our church, they're trying to save money to buy a house.
我们教会有对年轻夫妇想攒钱来买房子。
And they said, we've got to tighten up the budget.
就说我们要预算要收紧。
And several times a week,
一星期几次。
They used to go to this restaurant, this coffee shop.
他们是要去一个餐馆。
Called Panera.
就是 Panera 这个餐馆。
Do you have Panera bread in Canada?Oh, good. Don't let him come.
不要让这个餐馆来。
It's not real coffee.
他们咖啡不太好。
By the way, I hope you have a revelation of this.
我希望你们有这方面有启示。
You cannot have revival without good coffee.
没有好的咖啡就没有好的复兴。
It's got to be good Italian coffee.
要是好的意大利咖啡才能带来复兴。
It's written in the book of Mark.
Mark Dupont.
Yes. But anyway, they used to go to this bread and coffee shop all the time.
以前他们经常去那个餐馆。
They said, we've got to cut that out.
就说我们以后不能再吃了。
We've got to save money.
我们要省钱。
So they agreed, no more Panera.
他们就同意不再去餐馆了。
2 days later,
两天以后
the wife is driving her car.
太太在开车。
The Lord said, I want you to go to Panera.
主说我想你去那个餐馆。
She said, Lord, we just said we wouldn't go to Panera.
她说主啊，我们夫妻刚说了不再去了。
The Lord said, go to Panera.
主说去。
So she says, okay, I'll go and I'll just get a cup of coffee.
她说好吧，那我就去，我就买杯咖啡。
So she walks into the coffee shop.
她就进到咖啡店。
And in a booth over here.
这里有一个椅
A young girl about 20 years old.
有个20岁的年轻女孩。
Is sitting by herself.
就是一个人坐着。
looked very distraught, looked very upset.
看起来很伤心。
And the Lord said, I want you to go talk to her.
主说我要你去跟她讲话。
I'm going to give you a prophetic word for her.
我给你一个先知性的话语给她说。
And she said, oh Lord, I can't do that.
她说主啊我做不了。
Now some people are very good at prophetic evangelism.
有些人是很擅长用预言来宣教。
She had never done anything like this before.
但是她从来没有这样做过。
And the Lord said, go over and talk to her. I'm going to give you a prophetic word.
主说你去跟她讲话我会给你先知性话语。
And she said, Lord, I can't do that.
她说主啊我做不了。
And she said, here's what I'll do, Lord.
他说主啊我这样做吧
I'll go and get my coffee
我买杯咖啡
And if she's still sitting there then I'll talk to her
如果她那个时候还坐在那那我就去跟她讲话
Now I want to tell you something very very helpful
让我来跟大家说一些很有帮助的事
If you don't know this
如果你不知道
Get this
要听
This will be worth the whole weekend for you
这一点就让你整个周末都值了
Never make a deal with God
不要跟神这个好像讨价还价
The first time he tells you to do something,
当神让你去做什么事
just say yes, sir.
就说是的，主。
Because when you make a deal with God,
因为当你跟主谈交易的时候
two things happen.
发生两件事。
Number one, he always gets his way in the end.
第一，神总是会想办法让他的旨意成全。
But number two,
但是第二
he always makes it worse.
他会让情况更糟。
So she said, okay, if she's still there after I got my coffee, I'll talk to her.
她就说主啊我买完咖啡她还在呢我就跟她讲话。
So she gets her coffee,
她买了咖啡
looks at the young girl,
看着那个女孩
and now it's worse.
那现在就更糟糕了。
There's a young guy opposite her in the booth.
因为那个女孩对面还有个年轻男的。
And they're having a very heated discussion.
他们就是有个很激烈的谈话。
And she said, I can't do this, Lord, I'm out of here.
她说哎呀主我更干不了了我要走了。
So she's walking out the door.
她就走出门。
And the Lord said, Debbie, where's your faith?
主就说 Debbie, 你的信心在哪呢
So now she's convicted.
那她就被主说服了
She's feeling foolish. She doesn't know what she's going to say.
她觉得自己很蠢也不知道该说什么
They're complete strangers.
都是陌生人
They're having a heated discussion.
他们俩而且有火药味的在这吵架
But she walks up and stands right next to the table.
那她就走去站在他们两个桌子旁边
And the two are really going at it.
那两个还在吵
And finally, look up and say, "What? What do you want?"
然后看着他说你要干什么
And she still doesn't know what she's going to say.
她还是没有话
And she says to the girl, "Well, this may sound strange."
她就跟那女孩说，也许听起来很奇怪
But I follow Jesus.
但是我跟随耶稣
And he told me to say something to you.
耶稣要我跟你说一些话
And then all of a sudden, it came to her.
那突然这话就来了
Stacy spoke this morning, or somebody spoke about getting out of the boat.
是 Stacy 是接着说要从船上下来，还是谁说的？
See,
走在水面上。
God gives us an opportunity to walk on water.
当主给我们个机会走在水面上。
We've got a bunch of questions.
我们有很多问题。
Well, how deep is the water?
这水有多深呢？
What's the temperature of the water?
水的温度怎么样呢？
How big are the waves going to get?
那个浪会有多大呢？
The Lord just says, "Come on in. The water's fine."
主只说水很好，下来吧。
So she says, "Well." The Lord told me to say this to you.
那他就说主让我跟你说。
And then all of a sudden it came.
突然话就来了。
And she looked at the girl.
他就看着这个女孩。
And said, "The Lord knows you're very afraid for your future."
主知道你对未来很惧怕。
But if you will walk with Him.
但如果你跟主同行。
You can relax. He's going to meet your every need and take good care of you.
你就可以放轻松，因为神会提供你所有的需要。
Now, when we teach on prophecy.
当我们教导关于发预言的时候。
We often teach and say something like this.
我们经常这样教导。
When you prophesy to an individual.
当你跟个人发预言的时候。
Say, does this make sense to you?
就问他，这个对你来说有意义吗？
You say, can you relate to this?
你觉得有关联吗？跟你自己。
She didn't do that.
这个女孩
She just ran out the door.
她说完就立刻走跑掉了。
She was just gone.
她就跑了。
So about 2 months go by.
两个月之后。
It's a Saturday morning.
周六早上。
She and her husband have been starting to save money now.
她和她的先生真的是在攒钱。
So they decide to celebrate on a Saturday morning.
因为攒了一阵时间，所以想星期六庆祝一下。
They go to Panera Bread.
他们又去那个餐厅。
They walk in there. They're enjoying a cup of coffee and a pastry.
他们就去了，然后点个咖啡。
And up walks to their table the young woman.
就走过去看到就那个年轻女孩。
And the girl says, "Do you remember me?"
就问她说你还记得我吗
？And she says, "Yes."
她说是的，她就那样躲着。
She said, Did you have any idea what you were saying to me?
她说你知道那个时候你跟我所说的话吗？
And she said, "No, I just felt like Jesus told me to say that to you."
她说我不知道，我只感觉神要我向你这么说。
She said, "My boyfriend and I."
那女孩说，我和我男朋友。
Just a week before you met us.
就是你碰到我那次一周前。
We found out I was pregnant.
发现我怀孕了。
We don't make much money.
我们挣不了多少钱。
We don't have good jobs.
没有好工作。
We wanted to keep the baby.
我们希望孩子留下。
But we were afraid that we couldn't take care of the baby.
但是我们害怕养不了，养不起。
So we were talking about aborting the baby.
所以我们正在谈论堕胎的事。
But when you told us that Jesus would watch over us if we would walk with him,
但是当你说如果我们跟耶稣同行，他会照管我们的需要。
We made a commitment.
我们就下了个诺言。
We're now following Jesus.
我们要跟随耶稣。
And we're going to keep the baby.
我们要留下这个孩子。
See, here's someone who has never prophesied before.
所以你看，这个姐妹以前从来没发过预言。
Going into the deep end of the pool. Going into the deep end.Not the shallow end, the deep end.
就是进到水深之处。
Because when you're filled with the Spirit,
因为当你圣灵充满的时候，
there is a boldness that comes from God's perfect love that casts out fear.
从神的爱就就是将惧怕除去，就有这个胆量。
One of the things that Christ has triumphed over,
还有一件耶稣胜过的，
is over the power of loneliness.
胜过了孤单的权势。
Many, many people today.
今天很多的人
go to all sorts of extremes in life,
在生活中走向各种极端
because of loneliness,
因为孤单
and we live in this internet age,
我们生活在这样互联网的时代
where people have 5,000 best friends on Facebook,
可能你在 Facebook 上有5000个好友
let me tell you, they're not your friends,
但他们不是你的朋友
see, a friend is somebody you can call in the middle of the night and say, I need help, and they'll say, I'm coming.
你的真正的朋友就是你在半夜的时候跟他打电话说我出事有事情他们就会来
you can call and say have an emergency and they'll send you money
有任何紧急的事你跟他们打电话他就给你送钱来
we live in a day and age where people don't really know the commitment of friendship
现在我们生活的时代人们都不对友谊委身了
Jesus said a greater love has no one than one who lays down his life
耶稣说人最大的就是为朋友舍命
and people are going to all sorts of extremes and addictions today
所以现在人们走向各种极端各种上瘾
trying to deal with this internal sense of loneliness that our culture is developing
其实想对付这个文化带给我们的极深的孤单
but I love what God says in Psalm 68
诗篇68篇神说
verse 4 sing to God sing in praise of his name
要向耶和华唱诗，要赞美他，赞美他的名。
Extol him who rides in the clouds, rejoice before him.
要在他的面前喜乐，称颂他的圣名。
His name is Yahweh.
他的名字是耶和华。
He is a father to the fatherless.
他是孤儿的父。
A defender of widows.
他是寡妇的伸冤者。
God sets the lonely in families.
神使孤单的有家。
See, this is what our God does.
这是神要做的。
He takes the lonely and the broken.
他使伤心的人和孤单的人。
And he establishes kingdom relationships.
来跟他建立国度的关系。
He heals broken hearts. He sets captives free.
他医治伤心人，释放被囚的。
There is not one tool, lie, device the enemy has that Jesus has not broken.
没有任何一个魔鬼的谎言是主不能打破的。
And lastly, Jesus has triumphed over the nations.
最后，耶稣是胜过列国。
In Psalm 2, verses 4 through 8.
诗篇第二篇四到八节。
It says, "He who sits in the heavens laughs."
坐在天上的必发笑。
The Lord laughs at the rulers of this world.
坐在天上的必。
He will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury.
主必耻笑他们，主要在怒中责备他们。
Saying, "As for me, I have set my kingdom, set my kingdom on Zion, my holy hill. My king on Zion, my holy hill."
说我已经立我的君在锡安，我的圣山上了。
And I will tell of the decree.
受膏者说我要传圣旨。
The Lord said to me, "You are my son."
耶和华曾对我说，你
是我的儿子。Today I have begotten you.
我今日生你。
Ask of me.
你求我
and I will make the nations your heritage.
我就将列国赐你为基业
The ends of the earth your possession.
将地极赐你为田产
Let me tell you,
我告诉大家,
when Jesus gave his life on the cross,
当耶稣在十字架上舍命,
and he was raised on that third day,
第三日复活,
he didn't just die so a few people could go to heaven.
他不只是受死, 这样有一些人可以去到天堂。
He died for the nations to come into an inheritance for him.
他受死是为了列国能成为他的基业。
A people to be raised up, the bride of Christ.
基督的心腹会被兴起来。
And we look at all the crazy things going on in the world today.
当我们看看今天世界到处所发生的那些不好的事情。
Do you know it is a miracle?
你知道吗？真的是一个神迹。
In the last 60 years, there has not been a nuclear war.
过去60年居然没有爆发核战争。
With all the crazy people that have had access to nuclear weapons.
那些能够接触到核武器的那些疯狂的领导者。
It is an absolute miracle that has not been nuclear warfare.
真的是个神迹，居然没有发生核战争。
And it's only because God is sovereign.
就是因为神在掌权。
He is working things out in a way we can't always understand.
他是在用一个我们不是总能够明白的方式在运行。
And even right now, as we look at the growing persecution happening against the church in China,
当我们今天看看中国教会的受的逼迫。
We look at what's happening in North Korea.
在北韩的教会。
We look at what's happening in Iran.
伊朗的教会。
We look at what's happening with the Soviet Union and the Ukraine.
乌克兰俄罗斯。
Everything that can be shaken is being shaken.
所有能够被震动的都在被震动。
Politically,
政治的层面。
Financially,
财务的层面。
Even the weather patterns themselves are being shaken.
包括这个气候的模式都在被震动。
But they're being shaken for a purpose.
但这个震动有一个目的，目标。
For the eternal plans of the Father.
就是为父最终的心意。
And it is so important.
非常的重要。
That our perspective of the nations comes not just from what the newscasters say and what the talking heads say, but from what God says.
我们看列国的这个信息和新闻的眼光，不要从那个时政来，要从神来。
That the nations will be given to His Son Christ.
列国要被赐给神的儿子做产业。
Paul said in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20.
保罗在以弗所书一章二十节说
：“That God He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead。”
神是基督从死里复活的大能。
He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead。
死里复活的大能。
And seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places。
使他复活坐在神的右边。
Far above all rule and authority。
远超过一切执政的掌权的。
Far above all power and dominion。
一切。
Just follow me, it's okay. Above every name that is named,
一切有名的
not only in this age, but in the one to come.
不只是今世的，连来世的也
受过了。And the Father has put all things under the feet of Jesus.
神已经把万物放在耶稣的脚下。
And when we pray for the rulers of the nations,
我们为国家的掌权者祷告。
When you pray for Trudeau,
为特鲁多祷告。
When you pray for Trump.
为川普祷告。
When you pray for North Korea and Iran and what's happening in China,
北韩、中国、伊朗祷告。
We don't pray out of a sense of hopelessness or fear.
我们不是出于惧怕和绝望祷告。
But we pray because the hearts of the kings are channels of waters in the hands of God.
而是祷告，君王的心像龙国的水，在神的手中任意流转。
And He directs it wherever He wants to go.
在神的手中任意流转。
And with all the turmoil and uncertainty in the earth today.
对这个世界今天所有的不确定的因素。
This is an incredible time to be living.
这真的是一个就是我们能够活着的一个很独特的时间。
This is an incredible time to be seeking first the kingdom of God.
真的是一个特别要寻求神的国的时间。
And I want to tell you,
我告诉大家
whether the world realizes it or not right now,
不管这个世界是否意识到。
It's all about Jesus.
一切都是有关耶稣。
It's all about Jesus.
一切都是关于耶稣。
If you've got your Bibles, we're going to close in Revelation chapter 4 and 5.
大家有圣经的话，我们以启示录四章五章来结束。
Could I have the worship band come back up?
请敬拜团队到上面来。
Revelation will start in chapter 4.
启示录四章，敬拜团队。
In verse 2.
第二节。
The angel is showing John certain things that must take place.
天使正在向约翰显现未来要发生的事。
And at once I was in the spirit, and I saw the throne in heaven, and one seated on the throne.
我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上。
And he who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian. Around his throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald.
又有一位坐在宝座上，看那坐着的好像碧玉和红宝石，又有红围着宝座，好像绿宝石。
And around the throne were 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones were 24 elders, clothed in white garments with golden crowns on their heads.
宝座的周围又有24个座位，其上坐着24位长老，身穿白衣，头上戴着金冠冕。
And from the throne came flashes of lightning and rumbling and peals of thunder.And before the throne were burning seven torches of fire, which are the seven spirits of God.
有闪电、声音、雷轰从宝座中发出，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着。这七灯就是神的七灵。
A month ago, I was speaking at a conference in North England.
在北英格兰上个月我有个特会。
And I had a dream in the middle of the night.
晚上有个异梦。
And all of a sudden, I saw from the throne of God.This lightning and fire being released.
我突然看到神的宝座有闪电和火释放出来。
And I could hear in the dream.
在梦中我听到。
A musical symphony.
就是一个音乐的响声。
Of thunder.
雷声。
And clashes like loud cymbals.
和大力的声音。
And rumblings.
雷轰。
I can't even begin to describe to you how it sounded. It's just.It shook me.
我很难形容这些声音的汇合，就是真的震动了我。
But just the pure energy and fire and the light just emanating from the very throne of God.
就是从就像在这里这个宝座的这个闪电雷
轰。But it was coming down, and it was coming as an orchestra, as a symphony, as a song even.
但是就像宝座，就像一个合唱，一个合唱团这样下来。
And it was just so raw in the power, but it was being orchestrated by God himself.
是由神的能力发出来，但是神由神来，好像是变得很和谐的一个声音。
And John said in verse 6, before the throne there were as it were a sea of glass like crystal.
第六节，宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。
And around the throne, the four living creatures, full of eyes in front and behind.
宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。
One like a lion, one like an ox, a third like the face of man, and fourth like the eagle.
第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个脸面像人，第四个像飞鹰。
And they were, each had six wings, and they were hovering, full of eyes all around and within.
四活物各有六个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛。
And day and night.
他们昼夜不住的。
They did not cease to cry out.
他们不停止地说。
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
圣哉，圣哉，主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
Think about this.
我们来思想。
These incredible beings of worship.
这些不可思议的被造的活物。
For
在敬拜。
Time unimaginable.
就是在不可估量的时间里。
They've been crying out this phrase.
他们就是一直在敬拜这些话，用这些话敬拜。
Holy, holy, holy.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Is the Lord God Almighty.
主神是全能者。
They were not saying that over and over and over again.
他们不只是一遍遍的重复。
Because they have a limited vocabulary.
不是因为他们词汇量太少。
They were saying it because they're continually having a growing revelation.
他们这样敬拜是因为他们有一个不断增长的启示。
Of the holiness.Of the throne of God.
对于神的圣洁有不断增长的启示。
Sometimes when we use the word holiness,
有的时候我们用圣洁这个词。
We think that means just an absence of sin.
我们就觉得这是不犯罪。
No, it means more than that, far more than that.
圣洁的意思比这个多得多。
It means absolute purity, absolute brilliance, absolute wonder.
就是完全的纯净，完全的美好，完全的光辉。
We have used the word holy in a rather religious sense, meaning don't do this and do that.
我们把圣洁当作宗教词汇，就是不要做这，不要做那。
It means so much more than that.
比这意思更多。
It means the purity, the wonder, the beauty of who Jesus and the Father are.
也这表明天父和耶稣纯净、美丽和他们的奇妙。
I remember one time I was with a church.In the north of Norway, above the Arctic Circle.
有一次在北极圈附近，这个北挪威有个教会。
And they took me to this small little beach.
他们把我带到一个小海滩。
And there were mountain fjords that came in on both sides, huge mountains on both sides.
这个小海滩两边都是高山。
And this little small beach.
小小的海滩。
And it was like black sand.
就是那个小岩石石头。
And you looked at this and you realized.This beach has been like this for thousands and thousands of years.
当你看到这种海滩的时候，你意识到千万年来这个海滩就是这样。
There were no trash. There was no trash there.
一点垃圾都没有。
There was no McDonald's.
没有麦当劳。
There was no Tim Hortons.
没有 Tim Hortons.
There was no Dairy Queen ice cream.
没有 Dairy Queen 的冰淇淋。
There were no trails.
也没有人走的道。
It was absolutely pure as it had been for thousands and thousands of years.
千万年来就是这么纯净干净的一片地。
I was at Port Elizabeth, South Africa.
我在南美的一个地方。
And the pastor knew I liked to go running.
牧师知道我喜欢跑步。
And he said, "Do you want to go running on the beach?"
就问我要不要到海滩跑步。
So he took me to a beautiful beach, and we went running for miles.
他就带我去一个美丽的海滩跑了几英里。
And there were no ice cream stands there.
也是没有冰淇淋的车。
There were no trails. There were no McDonald's. There was no fish and chips.
就是没有这些食物啊，没有这些人工的东西。
There were no 24-hour Chinese restaurants.
也没有中餐馆啊，这些东西。
There was nothing there.
什么都没有。
But they had these giant dunes that rose up, sand dunes.
就是有很大的那个沙堆。
That went from like here up to above the balcony.
是从这儿到后面那么大的沙堆。
And as we ran past this for miles.
就是我们就几英里，就是沿着这些东西来跑。
I realize this is as pure today as it was 5,000 years ago.
我就意识到今年和五千年前这个地方都一样的纯洁。
And when you see a scene like that,
当你看到这样的场景
，at the beach or the mountains,
海滩或者是山
，that is still in its pure condition,
就是处于一个纯洁的状态。
There's a word that we use in English.
在英语中有个词
，we say it is pristine.
就是说是就是原形
that it's in its original pure condition
处于原始的美丽的状态
Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever
耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远是一样的
To gaze upon him
你要注目他
To gaze upon the Father
你要注目天父
The Ancient of Days
故事
We cry out, Holy, Holy, Holy
我们一直呼喊圣洁圣洁圣哉圣哉圣哉
not because there's no sin
不是只因为没罪
but because of the absolute wonder and beauty of who he is
而是因为他是谁的那种绝对的美丽和奇妙
and this is the heart of God
这是神的心
that he would re-pristinate you and I
他要让我们返璞归真
That Christ would be formed within us.
基督在我们里面成形
That we would be these living reflections of the wonder of who He is.
我们就会成为耶稣活的反应
Many times we talk about
很多时候我们讲到
having a message for Christ.
有个关于基督的信息
It's good to have a message about Christ.
就是有关于基督的信息很好
But it's even better to be the message
但是成为这个信息更好
To be a living reflection of who he is
成为基督耶稣活的这个形象更好
And these four beings were just crying out Holy, holy, holy
这四活物就一直在说圣哉圣哉圣哉
And whenever the living creatures give glory to the Lord
每逢四活物将荣耀尊贵感谢归给
To him who is seated on the throne and who lives forever and ever
归给那坐在宝座上活到永永远远者的时候
The elders fall down before him
那二十四位长老就俯伏
They take off their crowns, they throw them down
俯伏坐宝座的面前敬拜又把他们的
Worthy are you, O Lord our God
放在宝座前说我们的主我们的神
To receive glory and honor and power
荣耀尊贵权柄
You created all things
因为你创造了万物
And by your will they were created.
并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
And I saw on the right hand of him who had was on the throne a scroll.
我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷。
And a voice said, "Who is worthy to open this?"
有大声音说谁配展开书卷
？No one was found worthy to open it.
没有配展开的。
John said, "I began to weep."
约翰就大哭。
But one of the elders said, "Don't weep."
长老中有一位说不要哭。
The Lion of the tribe of Judah. The root of David has conquered.
大卫的根他已得胜。
He can open the scrolls and its seals.
他能展开的书卷。
And I saw there at the throne.
我又看见坐宝座与四活物。
Among the elders, a lamb standing.
并长老之中有羔羊站立。
As though it had been slain.
像是被杀过的。
Let me tell you something about this Jesus.
我来告诉你关于耶稣基督。
He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
他是犹大支派的狮子。
But do you know how he exercises his authority?
但是你知道他怎么掌权吗
with the gentleness of a lamb.
就是以羔羊的温柔掌权。
See, God could destroy people anytime He wants.
神任何时间想毁灭人都可以。
Because He's the King.
因为他是君王。
But God is just so gracious.
但是神很有恩典。
He's this gentle lamb.
他是温柔的羔羊。
And His Spirit is going forth.
他的灵在前面去。
Wooing people all over the earth today into the family of God.
把人带回神的家。
I'm glad you're excited.
我很开心，大家听起来很兴奋。
And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne.
这羔羊前来，从坐宝座的右手里拿着书卷。
And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb.
他既拿着书卷，四活物和二十四位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前。
Each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
And they sang a new song.
他们唱新歌说。
Let me tell you something.
告诉大家,
we need some new songs.
我们需要一些新歌, 新歌。
I'm not talking about a new style of music.
不是一个新式的音乐。
I'm not talking about whether it's fast or slow.
不是说唱歌唱的快或者慢。
But we need some songs coming down from the throne of God.
我们需要一些从神宝座下来的歌。
Like songs that came out of the Welsh revival. Never mind. Songs that have come out of revivals in the past.
从过去的复兴中出来的歌。
That when you sing those songs,
当你唱这些歌的时候，
you are filled with a fresh revelation of the wonder of Jesus.
你会充满了对主的奇妙的新鲜的启示。
It's good to write songs out of hope.
从盼望中写出歌来。
It's good to write songs out of faith.
从信心中写的歌是很好。
But I believe God wants to put some new songs in the church today.
我相信神要在今天的教会赐下新歌。
That are not just touching on the blessings,
不只是说到祝福,
but songs that contain a revelation of the wonder of who God is.
这个歌是包含神的奇妙的启示。
They sang a new song.
他们唱新歌。
Saying, "Worthy are you."
你配拿书卷。
To take the scroll and open its seals.
配揭开七印。
For you were slain.
因为你曾被杀。
But by your blood you ransomed people.
用自己的血
and from every tribe and language and people and nation,
从各族各方各国中买的人来
you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God.
叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神
and they shall reign.
在地上执掌王权
In the year 1730 and 31,
在一七
1730
1730年, 1731年,
Some of the saints
有些圣徒,
in Moravia,
在摩拉维亚,
they caught a vision from God
他们从神得一个异象,
for a people they had never seen before.
就是他们从未见过之民。
They heard about the people that were being taken as slaves from West Africa.
他们听说在西非洲有些人被抓去做奴隶,
and being taken across the ocean, across the Atlantic.
就是被带跨过大西洋
to live as slaves in South America, the Caribbean, North America.
在北美、南美、加勒比这些地区做奴隶
They had never even seen these people.
他们从来没见过那些人
But they caught a revelation of God's heart for these people.
但是他们呢，就是从神的心为这些人得了一个异象
And two of these Moravian men,
有两个摩拉维亚的会
众 Dober and Nietzschmann.
就是这两个名字。
They decided to go to the Dutch West Indies.
他们就决定去这个荷属印第安地印度
去 To evangelize the slaves.
要向奴隶传福音。
But the story goes that they had no money.
但是他们没有钱。
So they sold themselves.
他们就把自己卖为奴隶。
To be indentured servants for 7 years.
就是做了七年奴隶。
You know, I get on planes all the time.
让我经常坐飞机
fly to Europe, fly to Australia, fly to Korea, all over the place.
飞到澳洲，欧洲各地。
We don't think anything of it.
我们不会想多
想。We get on a plane today.
我们就坐飞机。
And overnight, you're in Hong Kong.
过了一晚上你就到香港了。
We don't think anything of it.
我们根本就不想什
么。But in those days, when you went to the other side of the world,
但那个时候你要去到世界另一边。
There were no guarantees you would ever make it back again.
没有人保证你还能回来。
And when this ship set sail from Copenhagen,
从哥本哈根这个船就开出去。
Their family members and friends were standing on the dock.
那他们两个人的法国的家人们就站着。在这个岸上哭泣。
Because they did not know.
因为他们不知道。
If they would ever see their two family members, their sons, their friends, their brothers ever again.
因为他的家人不知道这两个人是否还能回来。
But these two men, as the ship set sail and went out the harbor,
所以这两个人就随船就走了。
They raised up a cry. They raised up a cry.
他们就高声喊着。
They said, "May the Lamb that was slain."
他说，被杀的羔羊。
Receive the reward of his suffering.
愿被杀的羔羊收到他受苦所
有的代价。May the Lamb that was slain.
愿被杀的羔羊。
Receive the reward of his suffering.
得到他受苦的所有的功效。
See what sent these two men on a journey to the other side of the world.
是什么使他们就是能够去到大洋的另一边去服侍。
Not knowing if they would ever make it home again.
不知道能不能回来。
Was they lived out of a revelation?
是因为他们活在这样的启示中。
Of the beauty, the majesty, and the triumph of Christ Jesus.
就是在耶稣基督的荣美这个荣耀的启示中。
And what launched Isaiah to become the greatest prophet of Jesus?
是什么使以赛亚得到对弥赛亚最大的启示呢？
God wants a similar revelation to launch you and I out.
神要使这样同样的启示来放在我们的里面，让我们也可以
骑行。We heard a powerful message this morning.
今天早上我们听到很有能力的信息。
About being a sent people, being an apostolic people.
就是要成为一个使徒性的人，一个被差遣出去的人。
We are not all called to be apostles.
我们不是都被呼召成为一个使徒。
But we are called to be an apostolic people.
但是我们要成为使徒性的人。
We are not all called to be prophets to the nations.
我们不是都被呼召要做列国的先知。
But we are all called to be prophetic.
但是我们都被呼召要可以有先知性的预言。
And the heart of prophecy.
那先知的心肠。
It's not just you prophesying over me and I prophesy over you.
不是你我们互相发预言。
The heart of it,
心这个心肠
is the testimony of Jesus.
是做耶稣的见证人。
The revelation,
启示
of the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
犹大支派的狮子的启示。
The revelation of the Lamb of God.
神的羔羊的启示。
Who by His blood,
他用他的血买了我。
Did purchase people.
买赎了我们
from every tribe,
从各族
every nation,
各国
every group,
各民
to him,
买了归于他
the nations are being given as inheritance.
列国都被给他作为他的基业
Nobody knows when Jesus is going to return.
没有人知道耶稣什么时候回来
But I tell you,
但是我告诉你
you have a part to play.
我们在其中是有份的
in running this race.
来跑这个比赛
Of giving the nations to him as an inheritance.
就是要把列国给耶稣作为他的产业。
Are you still alive?
大家还活着吗？
Let's stand.
我们请起立。
In a few moments, we're going to pray.
我们一会儿祷告。
And I want to specifically pray Paul's prayer out of Ephesians chapter 1.
我想用保罗在以弗所书第一章的祷告来祷告。
That God would give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
求神把智慧启示的灵赐给我们。
In the knowledge of Him.
赐给我们。
In the knowledge of Him.
使我们真认识他。
That the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened.
让我们心中的眼睛能打开。
That we may know the hope of our calling.
让我们知道恩召的指望。
That we may know the riches of our inheritance in Christ Jesus.
让我们知道我们在他里面得的基业和丰盛。
And that we might know the surpassing glory, the surpassing grace of His power working through us.
也知道他在我们里面运行的大能大力。
It begins with the eyes of our hearts being opened.
这一切都要开始，我们心中的眼睛要打开。
This would be a good point to turn to the person next to you.
我们互相转向你旁边的人。
Yes, you can do it. Turn to the person next to you. You need to say that.
我们互相转向你旁边的人，两个人。
And say to them.
两个，说。
Excuse me.
说对不起。
Say to them, excuse me.
说对不起。
But now say to them, for the next 20 minutes, do not bother me.
下面的二十分钟不要烦我。
Tell them you're going before the throne.
说我要到神宝座前了，不要打扰我。
And you don't want to be bothered.
我不想被打扰。下面二十分钟。
生，我们要见你的荣耀，
name of Jesus right now. Just begin to sing out the name of Jesus. You can speak it out, you can shout it out. Just begin to sing out the name of Jesus. It's the name that's above every name. There's life in no other name but that name. All authority is in that name. Just begin to sing it out now. Lift up your voice to the Lord. Lift up that name. Lift it up to heaven right now. Some people here tonight. Let the weight of your goodness come over people, Lord God. Lord, we need anointing, but we need more than anointing. We need revelation of the future, but we need more than revelation of the future. We need a greater revelation of you. And we proclaim what David said. That as the deer pants for water, so our souls pant for you tonight. You are the pearl of great price, Jesus. You are the pearl of great price. You are the portion in the land of the living. You are our portion in the land of the living. You are our everything. Nothing compares to you. Lord, I pray that you would just begin to rest upon people right now. Let even some of your kabod goodness break through here tonight in the name of Jesus. Let the weight of your presence be the burden that we carry. Let the weight of your presence be the burden that we carry. Let's just take in the goodness of the Lord. Just take in the goodness of the Lord. Father, we humbly ask in the name of Jesus.
天父，我们奉耶稣的名，谦卑的来祈求你。
That what Paul prayed for the Christians in Ephesus.
保罗在以弗所教会的祷告。
Would you release that tonight?
今天晚上求你释放在我们中间。
Would you enlighten the eyes of our hearts?
求你点明我们心中的眼睛，照明我们心中的眼睛。
More than we've ever known in the past.
使我们知道前所看见前所未有的。
Would you give us an increase of that spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all glory. Lord, out of our hearts, out of our very being,
在我们的里面
day and night, night and day,
日日夜夜
let worship arise like incense unto you,
让祷告如香升起在你面前
let the meditation of our hearts,
让我们心中的默念
be a sweet aroma unto you,
陈列在你面前如香
just allow the goodness of the Lord to rest upon you.
要来享受神的美善降在你的身上。
You don't need to strive for this.
你不需要努力。
God says, "Draw near to me, and I will draw near to you."
主说，你亲近我，我必亲近你。
It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
天父喜悦将他的国赐给你。
Just let the weight of God's goodness rest upon you.
要喜悦神的同在的重量降在你身上。
There's even some healing going on right now because where the Spirit is, there's liberty.
领受现在正在进行的医治，因为神的灵在哪里，哪里就有自由。
The Lord is healing some people of stomach conditions.
神正在医治一些人的胃病。
I speak healing to livers and kidneys right now in the name of Jesus.
我也对这个肝和对着肺来宣告医治。
I speak healing to the intestines in the name of Jesus.
对这个肠胃肠的部分来宣告医治。
I speak healing to colons in the name of Jesus. I take authority over diverticularitis in the name of Jesus. I take authority over Crohn's disease. And I speak healing in the name of Jesus.Just a wonderful presence of the Lord here right now. Let's just rest in this for a few moments.
现在神的同在在我们中间，我们在神的同在中安息几分钟。
Healing.
医治。
Freedom.
自由。
Let's gaze upon that which John gazed upon. In 2019, with all the turmoil going on,
2019,
is also a season of opportunity.
这是一个机会的季节。
It's time to turn over the fallow ground.
是翻转这个堕落的土地的这个季节。
God is planting fresh seeds of the prophetic.
神正在透过预言种一些新的种子。
And as we water it with prayer,
当我们用祷告来浇灌的时候
and we give it nutrition through obedience in the small beginnings,
我们也在小的开始用顺服来滋养它的时候
there's all sorts of new things that are going to be springing up this year.
今年会有很多新事发生
We're in a year of opportunity.
我们是在一个机会之年。
The harvest is not 6 months away, 6 years away.
丰收不是在六个月以后，六年。
The harvest fields are ripe right now.
之后，庄稼已经发白。
There is freedom for those who walk in the fullness of God's Spirit.
在圣灵中行走的人会有很大的自由。
This is not for everybody.
这些不是给每一个人的。
But there's some of you right now.
我们中间一些人。
You are experiencing the heaviness of God's presence upon you.
你们可能经历了神同在的一个重量。
Maybe you're having a little bit of problem standing.
也许你站着有点困难。
Maybe you're experiencing a burning in your head or in your hands.
也许你的手或者头感觉到有燃烧。
Maybe you're trembling or shaking a little bit from the power of the Holy Spirit.
也许你有一些抖动，肢体的抖动。
If that's happening to you, God is releasing some fresh things into you and maybe taking some old things out of you.
如果这是你的情况，可能神从你身上拿走一些旧的东西，放下一些新的东西。
But if that's you, in a moment,
如果是你的话
I want to ask you to come up to this left side of the room, up front here.
请你们来到这个左边，站到这个左边来。
But as well, if you've got long-term stomach problems,
如果你有长期的胃病
I want you to come up to this right-hand side over here.
请到右边来。
So if you're having a little bit of trouble standing from the Holy Spirit,
你在圣灵中如果难以站立
or you feel His power upon you, burning or shaking or trembling,
或者你感觉到神的能力在你身上，不管是燃烧还是重量还是颤抖，不管是什么
形式，
请大家到。左边来，如果他说的这些情况你都
你有经历。But if you've got long-term problems with your stomach, come up over.
长期的胃病到右边来。
If you've got both of them, just stand wherever you want to.
如果你两个情况都有，你站哪边都可以。
God is good at multitasking.
神是可以多功能的做工。
So first of all, for those, let's some of the prayer ministry team gather around these people.
我们服侍的团队或者同工，先到这边来服侍这边的弟兄姐妹。
Just hold your hands out to the Lord right now.
大家就把手伸出来，来伸向神来领受。
And just say, Father.
我们就一起说父啊天父
I surrender all
我降服在你面前
Here am I
我在这里
Here am I
我在这里
In the name of Jesus I bless you right now to be filled
奉耶稣基督名我祝福每一位要被充满
With the weight of God's goodness right now
被神的美善的重量来充满
Just allow His glory to come upon you.
让神的荣耀降在你的身上
You don't need to strive for this.
我们不需要很费劲很努力
But I bless the eyes and ears of your hearts to be enlightened.
我要来开这个属灵的眼睛和耳朵
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名
Just be filled right now.
被充满被圣灵充满
Just be filled right now. In the name of Jesus.
来个姐妹来姐妹充满奉耶稣基督名圣灵充满
Fill the power of God's glory right there
充满圣灵
Jesus Fire of God upon you Jesus Lord let your fire just flow through here like a river
主啊求你的火在这里燃烧每一位
Let your fire flow like a river in the name of Jesus Fire of God
神的火Ministry team, feel free. 还有服侍的团队吗？还有姐妹弟兄吗
？Feel free. free to help pray for people.
我想需要扶人的姐妹。
Bless the eyes of your hearts.
祝福你心中的眼睛打开，灵里的眼睛。
Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
开眼，开灵灵里的眼睛。
These men and women with stomach problems. I speak a release of the miracle power of the Holy Spirit. Just close your eyes and let the Spirit of God work now. I tell kidneys to be healed in the name of Jesus. Livers be healed in the name of Jesus. Intestines be healed in the name of Jesus. Colons be healed in the name of Jesus. Pancreases be healed in the name of Jesus. Restoration in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that what's difficult for man is never a problem for you.
Healing
in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus.Fatigue in the name of Jesus.
慢性的疲惫
Break off chronic fatigue.
慢性的疲劳
And I speak restoration of energy levels in the name of Jesus.
恢复精力，恢复
I bless thyroids to be healed in the name of Jesus.
Fire of God right there. 神的火
Break off
食物过敏要被医治，所有的食物过敏都被医治。神的火，
机会来服侍礼拜天啊，礼拜一我们是一整天，来欢迎大家来，我们继续有机会来被服侍。